Okay. Good evening again.
Good evening.
How are you? Good?
Hello.
Well.
Good. This water.
Thank you.
You like this weather? No.
No,
really? But I love, I told you, with black rain. So actually it's very good, the cold weather. And you know why I say cold weather is very good? Because I might sweat today. So you don't see. So yeah, it's good advantage. So otherwise, you know, when we debate, you know, so that if you are not so good, then even in cold weather you sweat. So same thing happening today. My English is not very good, and
good.
You know, and I might sweat. So it's good weather, so it's okay. And Pastor, my English is not very good, I tell you, that's, be honest, yeah? But I will try, yeah? I will try, and if I don't know something, and Tracy and Steve will help me. So I think one time we India, we did like that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? So she wants, actually, I want her to translate, but she says, you try. So so I say, okay, I will try. And thank you very much for everything. You provide us everything. So thank you very much, Bailey. And Peter, very good house there. Thank you very much. And this morning, he forget himself to have coffee. So that is great Bodhisattva. I told him. Yeah, we never forget ourselves first, but he forget. Oh, where's God? Oh, you forget. So the subject Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, the way of Bodhisattva.
The Bodhisattva,
yeah. So wonderful. Can you hear?
Maybe I will get a bit.
It's better. And I'm not looking translator here. I'm just looking Tibetan. Sometimes I forget. Actually, I memorize, but sometimes cannot remember. You know, I have to try in English. And so I just look in Tibetan. And actually, the translation is very good, but myself don't understand sometimes. So I better try in my English. Yeah? So you have to learn Bodhisattva when you listen. You don't understand, then be patient. Oh, try to pretend understand. I will try to essence of the any chapter. So actually everything is essence of all the Buddha's teaching, but still I'm looking for try to figure out some essence of this teaching, right? So okay. In First of all, I want to start from four verses. In Tibetan, Deljodini, Neba Shinduka, Kibutundu, Tobar Kubala, Gelde de la Pemba Madumna, Chidi Yanda, Jorwa Kalagur. So, this is a very, very important teaching. We have to think, this is talking about the precious human body. So, we have to think what we have right now. We have precious human body. So, sometimes we forget how precious it is, and when we're looking more precious in external world, and then what happened? Then we suffer a lot. So now what happened here, the teaching says we have to focus what we already have. So we have precious human body. So it is very difficult to find. Now we have it. We are having wonderful life, precious human life. So if you think all the human are precious life, then no. Some people, they have everything, still they don't have precious human body, according to this teaching. Yeah. So we have to, examine. Do I have precious human or not? It's very important. So, the precious human body is, we have to have, first of all, we have to be human being, and we have to have everything perfect. We can hear, we can see, we can understand, smart. Top of that, we have to, have some quality of our mind, we call it enlightened mind. Enlightened mind, which is intention to benefit other genuinely. So that we called in Sanskrit bodhicitta. Yeah. Enlightened mind. Or awakened mind also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very simple, but very difficult to gain it, right? one of a great master, Padru Rinpoche, he says, he rely on so many masters, so many great teachers, and he have read all the Buddha's discourse, and Shastra, Tantra, everything, and he tried to put it in one, and it's very simple, he says, taming our mind through bodhicitta. taming our mind through bodhicitta. If you able to tame your mind through bodhicitta, then you don't have to do anything, he says. Yeah, that's the main point. Yeah, tame our mind, bodhicitta, enlightened mind. He says, sem dul, rinjen sem gi dul. Rinjen changju, sem gi yong dul na, lunga gewa, na jik mabe kya. Tame your mind. Tame your mind through bodhicitta. If you able to tame your mind through bodhicitta, then you're not necessary to do which is related with body and speech, the conduct, not necessary. So it's very important, you, according to history of who wrote this way of bodhicitta, say Shantideva. He was a great master, actually, in Nalanda University. Yeah. Good. But he has to face difficulty even in Nalanda University also. You know, he was a great practitioner and he received all the teaching from Manjushri directly. But seemingly, he just live and eat him. Yeah, and He doesn't seem a great practitioner, actually. Just lazy and sleeping. And then they give him new name, nickname, Busuku. Sleeping, eating, and just go to toilet. Yeah. Oh, they thought, oh, that's not a good idea. He's breaking image of monks here, institute. Now we have to try to kick him out like that. So actually, they cannot, get him out, because he did not break any most important rule. So they decided, okay, that's one good idea. We have to ask him great teaching. Then he cannot teach because he doesn't know anything. Maybe he will leave this temple. That's the best way. And then they ask him, you know, that's the way it come out. I mean, the life of Bodhisattva. So they ask him, you must teach. Actually, the intention is not good. He would say, please, you teach us. And then they put him great throne. Just, you know. Then he says, he accept that request. Okay, I will teach. So after that, then he asked them, you want to, what kind of teaching you want? The teaching, some teaching already has been taught already, or you want new one? Then everyone shocked. What is he talking about? Then they asked him, we want new one, which is never been taught here. Then he says, then his sister like that. Yeah. So according to history, on the ninth chapter, some verses, and then nobody can see him, only hear his body, and some can see in the sky, Manjushri, or like that. So, life of way of Bodhisattva is very interesting. Nobody can tell you are a good practitioner or bad practitioner. Who can tell you? You yourself. The Padre Rinpoche, really, he says a very interesting thing about the way of Bodhisattva. He says, he's a Nyingma, the sect, but all the sect, the follower, they respect him, they follow his instruction, actually. The word of my perfect teacher.
Yes,
yeah, he wrote that. It's very famous now. Yeah. And one important thing he says. Chönjuk shungdi gyabu nishar kon dela matin sanje kalayu. So the way of Bodhisattva, this kind of teaching, very rare in India and also in Tibet, like that. It's very rare, very special, profound and deep meaning. So Dela Madin Sanje Galayu. There's no Buddha without relying on this teaching, he says. Yeah. Dela Madin Sanje Galayu. I share you one small, my own experience, history. I met one great master, actually. It's a Gelugpa sect. When I was 13 years old, in Namu Buddha, we have one long-term people. We have just a small retreat center. And one Gelugpa master came to our place. And he spent some time, and one of Kenpo Kantar, you know Kenpo Kantar? Mm-hmm. His brother was their manager, and I'm in the temple keeper, cleaning this, very young. And that master came to our monastery, and actually we tried to provide him a room, but he doesn't want that. He just stay outside. And he doesn't have anything, just two books. One is Shantideva, this life way of Bodhisattva, and one Milarepa's biography. Only two. And he, when he doing meditation in the gap, he read this again and again. And Life of Milarepa, he's tried to sing. Yeah. So, for the practitioner, every day, you must read one paragraph or maybe one page, Life of Bodhisattva or Way of Bodhisattva or Milarepa life history. You might think, oh, I have already read this. No, it's different. Today you read your understanding, and tomorrow you read again that different, totally different. Yeah, really. And my guru also told us, when you study, or when you practice, just read 2-3 pages Milarepa or other master, 1 or 2-3 pages. It really help. And also you're not in retreat, you're not in study, but still you read 2-3 pages, it really helps. It will help you to keep you strong, energy, and it will help you to engage with the bodhicitta, the devotion, and you know, understanding of impermanence, everything. Really helpful. Yeah. So that master, he has only two books. Actually, he memorized already everything. Still, he carries. Yeah, it's like that. So, yeah. So, how you say? We have to examine ourselves, investigate our mind, and always. So, how you say, in Tibetan, we call Buddhist is, we call it Nangpa. Yeah, you know, Nangpa, inside, inner. So if you little bit elaborate for the inner practice of the Buddhist, then with Tibetan is Nangpa, means we have to study ourselves, our anger, our desire, our intellect, how say, intellectual, yeah?
Intellect.
Yeah, our wisdom, yeah, Nangpa. Yeah, we have to always, then we can say Buddhist. Buddhist is just name, actually. Yeah. It's not very important, actually. Name is name. Now we have many monks, they call Buddha, Sangha. So name, yeah, karma, Buddha, is like that. Name is name, actually. But So we have to study ourselves with the wisdom, through wisdom, yeah. And if you study ourselves, maybe every day, maybe every week, then you can find out something different, really. Otherwise, we just study outer people, then lot of problem, yeah. So, study ourselves, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to the main teaching. You see, I mean, they are Jordan, yeah, but it's very difficult to find our precious human body. Yeah, if we have bodhicitta, then our life is precious. Then precious human body, yeah. Or we have renunciation. You have refuge, and you have appreciation. Then you already precious life, yeah. So this life, precious or not, nobody will tell you. You yourself find out. You are precious. You are having precious life or not? Yeah. If you have this sort of precious life, then you have to rejoice sometimes. Rejoice. Oh, I'm so lucky. I have this. Yeah. And make better. Sometimes rejoice, give you encouragement. Yeah. Oh, today I have bodhicitta. Oh, I have to maintain it till I die. Like that. We have to have that encouragement and confident. oh, I can do it. I can keep it. I can maintain it. You understand my English?
Yes. Yes.
Really? Oh, thank you. Then you are bodhicitta. Yeah. I tell you, one again, small way. It's not Dharma history, but it's funny history. 2008, I went to Tibet, representative of Thangpo Rinpoche. They have Gunshu in Tibet. Tibet, yeah, I went there. And, our, I would say, dialogue in the way we speak and in Tibet, in the Eastern Tibet.
Dialect,
yeah. Totally different, really. Really different. And then I try to speak with the one monk. I speak on like this. He says, okay, let's. Then I thought he understand what I'm saying. Then when I finish, then he said, oh, hey, another one. He called, oh, come here. He says something. come here. Actually, he did not understand totally what I was saying him. So before he's pretending. Then when I finish, then he called his friend, oh, Erichi Zogadoa. What he says? So maybe we thought, so I don't want happening here. Not sleeping? Good, thank you. Yeah. So, the precious human body, now we have it, right? So, this is really, we have to think this. In Buddhist point of view, we definitely did something, good karma in our previous life. That's why we are having this. So you might think, oh, I did a lot of hard work, now I'm having good life. Not like that, you know. So definitely, in previous life, has done so much hard work. That's why we're having this. But the future is depend on now. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to have better life, you have to do better. Then you can have better life, yeah. Okay, so it's very difficult to get, and very easy to lose. Yeah. So usually I make small joke for that. The weight is opposite: easy to gain, difficult to lose. We have to totally opposite. Yeah. We have to control everything. So, give it, yeah. So, he says here, if you don't put effort for next life, for your own sake, then we cannot get again and again like that. Chidiyang, that's your vocality. Yeah. So we have to think it. So this is really, if you practice Vajrayana, same thing. You have to think like that. For preliminary, the precious human body is very difficult to get. And impermanent means easy to lose. Yeah. This is talking about impermanent. So we have to think this, right? And yeah. So in order to that, I mean, bodhicitta, we have to, understand what bodhicitta is. What is the definition of bodhicitta? Can you hear? Yeah. You can hear, I know. Yeah. Buddha then don't have to make this. Can hear. Yeah. Some people ask, Buddha, what Buddha taught, really? Some people ask me, what Buddha taught, which language Buddha taught? Some people say in Sanskrit, some people say Pali, they have big debate. But according to Buddha's teaching, his sutra, when he teach his dharma, and different people, they can understand their own language. So it's sort of intuition. Intuition connect. Yeah. So sometimes I feel myself also, my English is not very good. So okay, no problem. Maybe they understand. I feel like that. intuition sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, so I'm a little bit happy. So, what is the definition of bodhicitta? So, it's very important. We have to understand what is really bodhicitta. Bodhicitta has two aspects. Some people explain bodhicitta is just compassion. Is that a definition? Compassion is the bodhicitta? No. Compassion is part of bodhicitta, but not fully bodhicitta. So compassion is the cause of bodhicitta. It will cause, So today I tell you the definition of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta has two aspects. One is focusing, it is related with compassion, focusing to who is suffering. That is related with compassion. And one aspect is with the wisdom, So in the chapter, they say, it's very important. Pham yang mayang sula dente pensemi. The parents, father or mother who does not have bodhicitta for their children. Actually, the parents, they want their children children have best life, right? They want to have their children like professor, like doctor, like pilot, but only them, nobody want their children get enlightenment, right? Yeah? Did you? Maybe some of your parents, your children want enlightenment? No, right? Your children want to become great doctor and great president, maybe. Yeah. So, actually, that intention is very good, but not enough. It's just temporary. You see, president here, 5 years change. Yeah. Now George W. Bush is, we can't hear him anymore. Yeah. Recently I saw him, he's doing painting. I love, he's making Dalai Lama's picture. So, Obama now president, maybe again, 5 years, again new president will come. We no more here, right? So So intention, you know, to benefit other is different, just temporary or permanent. So the parents, they have great compassion, of course, they are to their children, right? But they never wanted their children to get enlightenment, Buddhahood. So the one aspect is we want to have everyone enlightenment. So that is, happiness or permanent. Yeah. Other happiness won't last. Yeah. So it is really, one aspect is related with the wisdom, right? Wisdom. You understand or not? Two aspects. Yeah. Yes. For that, I have small share with you. When we were in India, I have very good relation with other religious practitioners, like especially with a Catholic, very good friend. And sometimes they come, they visit, you know, yeah. Sometimes they visit, we discuss about our Dharma, and they ask me, what you do for public, you know, and they are helping really, school and hospital, and they think we are just make building temple, and that is not right. He think like that, and then they ask me like that, you made like that, they, what you guys. socialists, yeah, social. What you do, socialize for? Yeah, socialism.
Society.
Yeah, I say.
Society.
Yeah. Then I say you are making more money, baby. I said.
If you're angry, sometimes come up. Oh, money, baby. You have to take it. Calm down. But keep a little bit. Not all. Not. Oh, my. So then I say, yeah, it's really, I think like that, yeah. Because we have different perspective, yeah.
Perspective,
yeah. I say, rejoice, you are making hospital. It's wonderful. You are saving other people's life. You are making school wonderful. You are helping other people. Education is wonderful. But our guru is also doing very wonderful things. You see, you look at me. I'm having wonderful life because of my guru. And he taught us enlightenment mind to benefit others. And if we able to benefit others, it's wonderful. If we cannot benefit others, we not harming. This is we teach. Really, yeah. Nowadays it's very important. Just education is not enough. People, they really educated people make big mistake nowadays. They mess up, you know. So we have to teach them bodhicitta, benefit others. We teach how important our parents, how kind, and we have to, our guru and Buddhist teaching really. We teach them idea how to calm ourselves, how do other people come our other people. Yeah. So I tell them, we see most of our monks, they come from very poor, right? But we give education in the monastery, and some of them become great practitioner. They're also they're saving many peoples, not through the economically, right? Through mind, this is like that. So, enlightened mind, bodhicitta, one aspect is intention to benefit other, I would say. Permanently, we wish them. Yeah. Yeah. Not temporary one. Yeah. So one is related with wisdom, one aspect which is related with compassion. So, how we cultivate that bodhicitta is very important. Just, bodhicitta is like that, not enough. So, we have to develop within our mind. That is important. So we have to think how we develop that bodhicitta. Only one way. We need compassion. Without compassion, no bodhicitta. So how we develop compassion? Right? Many master says, okay, when you see street dog, you don't have here many street dog, right? In India, we have a lot of street dog. Really. Some of them suffering a lot. When you see street dog with a big sore here, and then sometimes, he's coming in my room, making my room dirty. Oh, we might hit sometimes. So that moment, you have to think, you have to stand his place, his shoe, right? If I were this dog, what I'm going to do? I can't speak. I'm having this soul. All humans are hitting me. Yeah, really. You think like that. Maybe then you cry. You feel his suffering. Then you will grow compassion naturally. If you think this is dog, nothing will happen. Or you can think your beloved one. This is my mother. And my mother passed away. Maybe this is my mother's life. Then again, your compassion will grow. Yeah. Then second, that is the first. There's two aspects. The first one, easy. Oh, yeah. And then what you want, what you have to develop, then second aspect. Oh, right. For now you can save. Yeah, a little bit. You can give food. You can take hospital. You can save. Yeah. But this dog, after he died,
we cannot save him, right? So therefore, we have to think, oh, may this dog liberate from this suffering permanently. Yeah. So that is how you say bodhicitta. Two aspects, right? If you have children, you have compassion, but you never want he get enlightened, right? Mm-hmm. So the compassion is all. This life is gone. It's very easy actually. But yeah. The next life is if you how we say I like Dalai Lama's teaching, you know, what when he says we have future life. Some people they believe future life, some people they don't know, they don't believe. If there is no future life, it's easy. Yeah. But we cannot change the nature. Nature is always nature. Our mind continuum goes to. So if we realize the nature of dharmata, nature of all the phenomena, then we don't have to take reborn. We are totally free. But we have desire, attachment, anger, then it will cause us again next life. So, that dog must have next life. So, right? So we think further. Our compassion with the wisdom so wonderful. Then we called the name is bodhicitta, enlightened mind. If you have enlightened mind, if you develop enlightened mind, you don't have to wait that your great happiness till next life. At that moment, you can enjoy, really. Big changes come to your life if you have that mind quality. That is the root of happiness. You see, all our unhappy suffering comes from this, how to say, self-cherishing, right? So bodhicitta is totally, how to say, antidote to that. Self-cherishing. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, it is root of happiness. Yeah. Where's my this one? Blank now. Okay. Okay. No more book. One master, we called Asanga, Lopen Thongme Rwa, Asanga, it's a great master. After Buddha passed away, the Nagarjuna and Asanga, those people were very important to flourish the Buddha's teaching. So Asanga and his brother Vasubandhu, the same mother. Yeah, Vasubandhu. Rwa Yingi Vasubandhu. So Asanga, he received teaching, sadhana of the Maitreya Buddha, I mean future Buddha. And he went to retreat. He went for retreat. 3 years with a great effort. Nothing happened with him. even good dream. Yeah, single good dream, nothing happened. Oh my God, now I had to leave. And again, he made something, I'm not going. And then again he come back, again 3 years, again nothing happened. Oh, then 12 years like that, he has done 12 years retreat. Yeah. Ryu Jagang. Ryu Jagang.
Oh, yeah,
Jagang. Karlagri mean.
Oh, Rajkriya.
Yeah, Rajkriya. Ryu Jagang. Yeah. Then finally, he decided to come out. He came out. On the way, he met one dog, fully warm, moving everywhere, sore and warm. Yeah, like that. Kasa?
Maggots.
Yeah, maggots. Maggot?
Maggot.
Yeah, maggot. Very dirty. Who is moving? I'm not moving. Okay. Maybe this together. Okay. Good. And when he saw that with the maggot, yeah, that dog, he grew great compassion with the dog. And then he looked at the dog. Then he want to save the dog. And then the maggot is there, the warm maggot. Mm. Oh, if I save dog, maggot will die. So what I have to do? Then his compassion is so strong. And he overwhelmed by compassion. And then he cut his flesh from here and put there. And he wanted to save even maggot also. And then he tried to take out the maggot with his hand. Oh, maybe I might kill this. And then he closed his eye, tried to take out from his tongue. He cannot see because too smelly and like that. Mm-hmm. He closed his eye and then he tried to save through his tongue, and he touched the ground. He touched the ground. When he opened his eye, there's no more dog. The Maitreya Buddha was there. You see. Then he just complained. The master, you never show up. I try so much. You have no compassion. And then... And then Maitreya Buddha says, I was with you when you are studying, but you could not see me because of obscuration. Now you purify because of your great compassion. You see, 12 years reciting mantra, nothing happened, but great compassion can purify everything, really. You see, compassion is wonderful. Many people, they can give their organ, donate, because of their compassion. It's the great. So, you see, without compassion, there's no bodhicitta. Yeah. So, okay. So, 8:15, 8:12, maybe a little bit. You have question, maybe you have a lot of question, maybe I don't understand your question, also okay. Thank you. You have? Yes, thank you. Please. Do you have any question? You can ask me any, I'm okay. You don't have to have, which is related with this subject. No, you can ask anytime. Don't hesitate. Open your heart.
I have a question about precious human birth.
Okay.
I don't exactly know how to ask it. I guess
I said no problem.
Precious human birth mm-hmm. is not the same as being born human. Is that what
yes?
You're saying?
No. This way, okay. After I drink this water, thank you so much. You see, according to Milarepa's life history, when he met the hunter of the deer, you remember? Hunter deer, and he says, actually precious human body is actually milu, chir milu toba. Actually, the human body is very difficult to find, but when I look at you, it's not difficult. Yeah, so many people committing, non-virtuous. This is we are not calling precious human body. Like those people are really. That's why you remember, the parents just giving education is not enough. Sometimes they might cause a lot of problem. Those people, I think, better without education is better. Yeah, really. So we have to teach them, I would say, compassion, loving kindness, enlightened mind. At the same time, really, the parents has big responsibility. How to take care of others, rejoice. Yeah, so that's why precious human body, just having a possession, you're having, wealth. It's not precious human body. Precious human body. This we must engage with something, dharma, you know. So, bodhicitta is name of Sanskrit, right? So, actually you are kind, some people, you don't have to be Buddhist, name. Name is name. Sometimes also cause a lot of problem, your name. So it's different. Any question?
Yeah. The Sangha has spent a lot of time studying Shantideva and reading the Way of the Bodhisattva aloud and discussing. And we've had quite a lot of discussion about and conversation that we can understand that bodhicitta is the root of joy, the source of joy.
Yeah.
Shantideva then, in each of the chapters, will talk about the virtues of bodhicitta, but then he'll talk about the opposite of how bad thoughts and bad actions cause so much harm and create the hell. And we've some questions that come up of why is he so harsh, or is he exaggerating about the hell realms, and why it seems like it's overstated sometimes. What do you think about that?
I think he clear there in his chapter. I don't remember which chapter, but I remember that, I mix up which chapter. Chaksik sashi sui che meso deda chile chung dena deda tamje kya diksim imbar tubisung. So, this way of bodhicitta, bodhisattva, the way of bodhisattva is based on Mahayana view. So, hell realm, everything is not external. Exist. It is you, our mind create. Diksim, the non-virtue create everything. The small example, I can give you small example. You see, actually, the parents, they really love their children so much, really. There's no question. But sometimes, the parents might kill their children because of their anger. So when they get anger, they don't see their children. They see something. But after that happened, again they regret like that. So mind create everything. So why he say because this over and over, because the negative emotion is so strong. So strong. Sometimes it might cause a lot of problem. So he want us remind this heaven, then again over and over. Yeah. Thank you, Lama Peter. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So I usually you can ask question, you know. Question sometimes through the compassion you can ask, because you understand, but for the other people, this confusion, you know, like that. So okay, yes, we can. Actually, I also don't understand really, but we can share. Yeah. Till we enlighten, nobody is perfect. We try. That's it. Yeah. So some great master says, "Lekshe jibe khala yu tamje khemba kulang me." So we all just try to better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also wonderful. Even one step is also good. Yeah. Okay. Another question? You first. Okay, you first. Maybe you later. You first. You are near, so.
To follow up on Peter's question, that idea about the hell realms,
yeah.
We've been reading the words of my perfect teacher, and we just went through all the hell realms.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
So that idea that you say that then the hell realms are created in
our
mind, so
we
don't have to think about those slamming things.
You don't have to think.
Hot.
Yeah, but you have to think, because sometimes it reminds you, you know, avoiding from the non-virtuous, you understand? So sometimes. You see, in this, even in human world, some people suffering, really, worse than hell, really. You see, so it depends on the way, how we deal, the way we deal with it, right? You see, if you have 99 million, dollar, you have this, right? And then you want 100 million, then you're suffering again. Yeah? Really? Yes, we have history, two brothers. One have 99,000, one have just one. So who has 99,000, he asked his brother, please give me your 100,000, then I will be 100,000, like that. So it's greedy, causes us a lot of problems. So everything is in your mind. Yeah. Now is 21st century. I think no one died by hunger, but many people died by greedy. Yeah. So we have to rejoice. If you don't have anything, you can look at your body. This hand is really priceless. Right? Really, if I have to fix this, we cannot buy. So you're rich. Yeah, you're healthy. If you don't have anything, go in the beach.
breathe deep. Yeah. Wait, tomorrow is better day, impermanent. Yeah, really. Who knows? Yeah. It's very important. You have to know, really. Breathe. Ah. Sometimes anger comes, or money will come. Good. Like that. Now you are.
Okay, thank you. The idea of permanent happiness and liberating from suffering can sometimes be kind of abstract.
Hard to relate to. All right. Continue.
Sometimes be abstract, sometimes hard to relate to.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering if you've got any comment about that. Like, how do we relate to that? Or how do, how have you come to relate to that idea of that, you know, for the dog, wishing the dog permanent happiness and liberation from suffering?
Wonderful.
How can we understand that?
Yeah. Okay, can you want you want to no, it's wonderful. Thank you so much paying attention to the question also. Yeah. She wants to know your question loudly.
Hi, Kate. Hi. I'm asking Kempo, how do we relate to this concept of permanent happiness and liberation from suffering? Because sometimes I can feel very abstract.
Okay. It's a very good question. Thank you. Everyone has a good question. Thank you so much. And I have also good answer. Just kidding. Sorry, no, it's wrong. Okay. In the Shanti Deva, again, I don't know which chapter, okay? But related with, maybe related with your question. Can you hear? Answer? Good. Now, okay? it's talking about generosity and discipline and passion, like that. So, this. So, the question is also in Shanti Deva text. I don't know which chapter, but I memorized this. So, the question is, the Buddha has Buddha had completed the generosity. Then still in this world, so many poor people, right? Poor animal, poor people. Why Buddha did complete it? The generosity, six paramita, we have to complete it in order to get enlightened. And the answer is, I love this answer. So, you don't have to, in order to complete generosity, you don't have to make everyone perfect. Don't have to. But from your side, if somebody asks you your organ, you're like also ready to offer you happily. Right? So if you have that mind quality, then you are perfecting the generosity. You know, like that. So it's really related with that. When you see
afflicted dog with a worm, or, you know, right? With a afflicted dog. Our compassion is so strong. You can't do anything sometimes, right? So you don't have to be so sorry, and so you don't have to put down yourself too low. Even you have compassion is wonderful from your side. And you are not harming from your side. You're not harming the dog. Even you just try to, you know, say hello from your heart, also wonderful. Not harming. Some people not like that. They enjoy to harming others. You see? So from everything is yours. From, you see, we have to study ourselves. You don't have to do that moment. From your, first of all, we have to develop genuine compassion. In that moment, you might feel very sad also. It's so good. You need that. Yeah, really. So you have to develop that. One day, you can do. You can risk even your life also for that. One day. But till you are not ready, better. Otherwise, you get regret. Then it is more worse, even worse. So we have to develop gradually. Gradually. Yeah, just rejoice. And you recite mantra, dedicate, or you can try to save. Like that. Yeah, it's so wonderful. From heart. So some people say, oh, I cannot do useless. Not like that. Your intention makes everything is different. Change. Yes. Okay, now time is over. I'm American time. Thank you. Thank you so much.